Okay, so officially now on mic, and to welcome our participants in the room here in San Jose, and to welcome the remote participants who are listening around the globe. This kickoff to the afternoon, we call it Welcome to ICANN. And the one thing I really want to impart in this session is that we truly, as staff, really do want to welcome everyone here to this meeting and to San Jose. One thing that we really want to impress upon everyone is the idea that we are one world, one internet. You will see that logo over and over again on ICANN slides and presentations this week. And it's a phrase that we take quite seriously. It's about ICANN is about bringing the global voices into one place. It's about providing an opportunity for everyone and anyone to participate in the future of the internet. And so it's each and every one of you that we truly want to say welcome, and we're glad you're here. And we look forward to hosting you for the entire week and engaging your participation as the week goes on. So I start out with who is ICANN, not what is ICANN, but it's really about who is ICANN, because ICANN is people. It is the staff who range from being with us 6 months to being with us for the full 13 years that we're growing up to be. It is community members who help to create ICANN, community members who are just learning who ICANN is. The minute that you sign up, register for a meeting, remotely or physically here at a meeting location, you're part of the ICANN community. And it is so important that you understand that. One thing that happens when you're first new into a meeting, you come into one of the 11 different meeting constructs as you walk into a session room. And you might find it to look like this, with a head table and all of you there staring at me. You might find a U shape, you might find an oval shape, you might find more of a classroom style. And it will appear sometimes when you step in and sit down that you don't belong in a certain seat. And I had that feeling when I started. And I want to dispel that. Unless it's a head table that is designated for the presenters, every one of you who has been part of this for a whole one day after you registered or just today, you have a seat at any of those tables. The microphone can be in front of you as soon as it's in front of anybody else. Your voice is the voice that you're bringing here to be heard, and you have a seat at every table. So I want you to understand that. It's not back of the room for newcomers in the last chairs. It's come forward and let the community know that you're here and have your voice. I also want to mention our board, because our board is made up of an incredibly diverse group of people. They come from all walks of life. They aren't particularly involved in ICANN. Many come from the place that you're coming from now, where they didn't even know what ICANN really stood for. But we search out through our nominating committee. We search out people around the world. We want to have diversity in the board. We want to have different people heard. And they also, in their busy week, will stretch out their hand and welcome you. They understand the newcomer green ribbon very well. They've been extremely proactive to work with us in the newcomer program. And if you see their badge that, like mine, says staff on the bottom, theirs would say board. And you can just as soon put your hand out and say, I'm a newcomer, I'd like to say hello. They're here, they're part of the community. On the ICANN webpage, you can look a little bit into ICANN, well, a lot into ICANN. There's just a whole lot of stuff there. But when you're new to this, a good place to start is to look at About Us, and then look at the ICANN organizational chart, as it were, or the ICANN multi-stakeholder model. Again, one of the really important things, what makes ICANN kind of stand out from the rest, is the fact that we are a bottoms-up, multi-stakeholder model, which again says we're engaging everyone. This is not a top-down construct. This is a bottom-up, voices, everyone's participation, whether you're from an academic background, a civil background, whether you are an end user, like all of us are. All of us, at some point, have to get in front of a computer and turn it on. When you turn the computer on, you're engaged in the internet community. That's your first step. So you're part of the multi-stakeholder model. Now, within the model, we have the board of directors on top just because they have to go somewhere. In a graphic, I guess it'd be a little silly to have them on the bottom. But we want to really, again, stress again that they're part of the whole community. We talk about the ICANN staff who are located in Marina del Rey outside of Los Angeles, in Palo Alto, in Silicon Valley, near San Francisco, in Washington, D.C., Sydney, Australia, and Brussels, Belgium. We may be looking at a future office in Asia, perhaps a location such as Singapore, as we spread globally, even more so to bring bodies, bring ICANN staff to the five regions of the ICANN globe as we divide ourselves into North America, Africa, Asia, Latin America, and Europe. And so it's very important that we do not stand alone on one continent, but bring ourselves all the way around the world. In addition to those locations, we also have what we call regional managers, regional liaisons, who live in that region and are the kind of outward stretching fingers of ICANN from our base. All of the staff are on the website. All of the staff are first name dot last name at ICANN.org. And all of us are here to answer your emails and your questions. On the website, you'll find other ways to connect with ICANN, depending on your needs, but always feel free to connect to a staff member or one of the regional managers who actually live in your region. Also up on the multi-stakeholder model are our supporting organizations, SO, you'll hear that acronym a lot, and our advisory committees, ACs. Included within some of these supporting organizations are stakeholder groups who have individual and unique concerns within the ICANN community. An example is the GNSO, the Generic Name Supporting Organization. Because within the GNSO, which is about developing policy around the top-level domains, everything to the right of the dot, .com, .org, .net, .asia, everything to the right of the dot. So the Generic Name Supporting Organization helps to develop that policy. So the policy has to be created, again, in a multi-stakeholder, bottom-up environment. And so you're going to need different voices. So within that constituency group, you will find the registries to the right of the dot, the registrars, who are the sellers, for the lack of a better word, but you don't own your name in the domain name space, but they're the ones who allow you to connect with the registry to have your own unique identifier. So the registries and the registrars are called our contracted stakeholder groups. There is a contract between the two. There is a contract between the registries and ICANN. There's a contract between the registrars and ICANN. So we call them the contracted stakeholder or constituency groups. Then there's the non-contracted, which include the internet service providers, again, representing globally your internet service that you get in your home. So there's a representation here for that kind of service. There is representation from the intellectual property constituency group concerned about trademarks, which is a big concern we all know as we've been developing the top-level domain space and the policies and launching the new top-level the new generic top-level domain application. There is the business constituency, and then there is the non-commercial users constituency. We just added, actually, that's not up here on this model, the not-for-profit organization constituency, a brand new constituency group within the generic name supporting organization within the non-commercial stakeholder organization. So we kind of have a little bit of layers, but the reason is that we want to make sure that everyone who feels like they have a community that needs a specific voice gets to be heard at the table. I know one of our fellowship members who is here in the room has been working very hard the last couple years on the small islands and whether these small Pacific islands should have their voice at the table because their perspective in the internet community is so unique. Their experience is nothing like the experience that I have in the internet in North America, and nothing like the experience of another fellow Burma in Mongolia, and nothing like the experience of someone in Finland or someone in Russia. So when you have a voice that you feel looking around in the multi-stakeholder environment that is not heard, there is a process to go through to see if you can charter yourself into the ICANN community in that way. The other groups that are listed up there, the ASO, the Address Supporting Organization, the CCNSO, the Country Code Name Supporting Organization. There are many country code top-level domain managers and representatives of the top-level domain operations in all the various countries who come to ICANN, again, to join and make their voices heard about the concerns for their top-level domain, .hk, .tv, .uk. And one of the things that, for me, 5 years, young in ICANN, that I needed to grow in an understanding was the difference between a top-level domain operator, a CCTLD registry, an operator. Why was their concern different from a government, the Government Advisory Committee, the GAC, unfortunate acronym, kind of rolls there in the throat. But it's something that we come to understand as you get engaged in the ICANN community that those are two very separate voices. So the voice of the government and their concerns and their challenges with the internet and the internet growth and internet policy can be very opposite or very different than the concerns of a country code top-level domain operator. And so we have very specific organizations to represent each of those concerns and challenges. We have the at-large, also called ALAC, the At-Large Advisory Committee. And that is where a lot of people, when they're new in ICANN, seem to find and drift and find their home. The reason is it's made up of end users. It's actually a very young supporting organization in the ICANN community, but it's made up of people like you and I, who are individuals. Those individuals can form chapters. You can perhaps be part of the Internet Society and have a chapter and then become part of at-large to have your voice heard in a larger forum. Or you can be part of one of the regional, what we call RALO, R-A-L-O, a regional at-large organization. And so that could be 18 regional at-large organizations in Africa, South Africa, Sudan, Tanzania. Wherever you get enough end users gathered and want to have your voice heard in a larger forum, the at-large will develop, and you will develop with them, what we call a regional at-large to have that voice done. And then all of them come together here with representatives from each of the regional at-larges to have their voice here face-to-face in the 3 ICANN meetings held around the world. The other groups I mentioned at the very top, the Government Advisory Committee. Not all governments actually are represented yet in ICANN, but we had an amazing turnout yesterday at a newcomer welcome to the Government Advisory Committee. And it's actually a very recent, it's the first time the GAC, the Government Advisory Committee has held this, and it's showing how the doors of the government are opening inside of ICANN. There are a lot of private conversations that need to be had, and you'll find that there are some closed meetings that only those government advisors can attend, representing their government. But the rest of the meetings you will see that are open have been happening over the last 2 or 3 years, where the governments realize they really need to have people like you and I sitting there and listening to what's happening. And it's a fantastic thing, because this is what we are supposed to be: open and transparent and accountable. So the GAC is not, I should say, standing alone on closed meetings. Especially this first weekend going in, you'll find that the generic name supporting organization, the GNSO or the CCNSO, might have closed doors. Because, again, they've got work to be done. They get together 3 times a year face-to-face, and they need some focused time. But throughout the Monday through Friday, the majority of the meetings are open. The doors are closed to keep the sound in, not to keep you out. So know that almost every meeting is open. The faces that look at you when you walk in are acknowledging a newcomer. I take it positively. Right? When I came to my first ICANN meeting in San Juan in 2007, I'd been with ICANN for 4 months. I barely knew staff members. And I really didn't understand the content. I came in as a project manager to start managing some of the projects that were growing in our growing staff. When I came on board, there were about 50 staff members. We now have about 150. So in 5 years, tremendous growth. When I went to go open the doors of these meetings, that people on the staff that I did know said, you need to step in here, you need to step in here, you'll really enjoy that content. And when every face looks at you and my face goes red and shuts the door, I must not belong here. They wouldn't be looking at me. Now I take it the opposite way. They're looking because they're welcoming new faces, because we need these new faces to be part of each and every one of these organizations behind you. Everything within us needs you. And so please don't ever feel like when you open a door, anyone's looking at you in any other way except to welcome you in. The work of ICANN, it's done by the community, a volunteer community. So what you're starting to step into here is about volunteering. The board is, additionally, are volunteers. There is some compensation that is just beginning, and being transparent and open, we'll say that, and we'll see where that goes further. But at this time, the board, other than the chair, are volunteers as well as the rest of the community. So we're really looking for more people to come help with an incredible workload that needs to be done. So when you look at this circle or environment that we have up projected behind us, we're talking about the different organizations and the multi-stakeholder model that I just talked about, and know that each one of them has a different angle or a different purpose in developing policy. So the generic name supporting organization, as we talked about, is talking about policy related to top-level domains. And they are the ones that were given the challenge some 8-9 years ago to start on the top-level domain that just launched in January. The country code name supporting organization, of course, is working on policy as it relates to the running of the registries. So each one of these that you see is working in a different way, but they're not all building policy. They are assisting and advising in the creation of policy. So an advisory committee like At Large, ALAC, is advising on the proper roadmap towards a better policy on who is, or a better policy on top-level domains. But they are not the ones to create or build the policy. But they all have a voice in at least advising and putting their voice of their constituents into the policy building. The staff has a place here too. We implement the policy. We don't have a voice in how the policy is created, but we implement the policy that is approved by the board. ICANN is responsible for the global coordination of the internet in a variety of different fashions. A popular topic is the IANA within ICANN, and that IANA is operating the three circles you see there: names, number, protocol. So the IP or internet protocol addresses that are the numbers and names that make a unique identifier so that computers can talk one to another is part of the IANA and ICANN mission. We talked a little bit about the registries and the registrars. All of you are registrants. So once you put your name into an internet email address or a web page, you are a registrant. If you are going to a registrar in order to lease the name that you desire from the registrar, then you are a registrant and you have a piece of the internet. You now are concerned about compliance. You're now concerned about how do I make sure that my registrar is adhering to all the policies of ICANN? How can I be sure that the registries are adhering to all the policies of ICANN and maintaining what is in their contract? An accredited registrar through ICANN is the safety net to being a registrant, because your contract is with a registrar and the registrar's contract is with the registry. ICANN has a contract with the registrar and the registry. ICANN does not have a contract with the registrant. But ICANN policies are adhered to because a registrar signs a contract with ICANN and says that we will adhere, we're an accredited ICANN registrar, we'll adhere to the policies. So now you are part of, by virtue of that, you know, the safety net that is ICANN and the ICANN community. Again, ICANN doesn't have a contract with you, but with a registrar. But you have a contract with a registrar as a registrant. And so the circle becomes complete. We make sure the registrar adheres to the policy so that you as a registrant feel that you are safe in your endeavors on the internet. So we have that we are responsible for this global coordination and the unique identifiers. The other work of ICANN is security, stability, and resiliency of the global internet. Our security team in particular, I want to mention, is responsible for the day-to-day planning and execution of the policies that are developed for security, passed again, approved again by the ICANN board. We have a three-year strategic plan in ICANN. You can find it on our website. It is in draft form coming into this meeting. The hope is that it will be approved by the board at this meeting. It's a three-year plan that covers the operations of ICANN and security and stability of the internet. So it's a major player. It is a large part of the mission of ICANN is to maintain the security and stability of the global internet. We coordinate with law enforcement officials. We coordinate with cybersecurity officials. We are looking for additional ways to train and outreach to registries, to ccTLD operators, and we work in conjunction with other global internet organizations in developing the best methods to secure the internet, one of which is DNSSEC. You'll hear more about that at a session that I encourage all of you to go to tomorrow, I believe at 4 o'clock, which is DNSSEC, Domain Name Security. Domain Name System Security. And it's at 4 o'clock, and it's for beginners. I went for the first time at the Singapore meeting, and the 4.5-year light bulb that had been dim on the Domain Name System Security went off for the first time. It is a walk through this process of how do we make the internet more secure? How does your bank become more secure? How does Google become more secure? The signing of the key the domain name server key, as it were, not a real one, but software, is the way that we are outreaching to everyone to say, this is the safety that and the security of the Internet that, that ICANN and its partners, such as VeriSign, are bringing to the global community. It's a great presentation, so please do go. The work of ICANN continues with other departments. One very important one is global partnerships. Our global partnerships is truly the originator of outreach at ICANN. And I mentioned before the regional managers who live in Africa, in the Middle East, in Europe, Latin America, Russia is the wrong word, the CIS and Russia, and it's the old, I guess we'd say EEU. Also in, forgetting one, the Pacific, Asia-Pacific Islands. So we have these regional managers who are out there to spread the news of the policies and the recent workings of the global Internet, and we will continue to find ways to outreach so that we can get to small island nations, so that we can get to those who yet have not been able to have their voice heard in the global Internet. The work of ICANN continues. We talk about contractual compliance and support services. We have legal services. We have our administration offices. We have our financial team, which develops the budget for ICANN in conjunction with the community to be approved by the board, which happens every year at the annual meeting in June. So there's a lot of support services that go on behind the scenes. So now here's the fun part. So now we get you all here in the room, and we tell you a whole lot of information about ICANN, the structure, ICANN, the people. And yet you're sitting here probably scratching your head and saying, I still don't know what I'm going to do after I leave this room. So that's what we're here to tell you. This is really kind of the fun part. So the thing about ICANN, we love acronyms. We love to throw a bunch of initials at you. And I don't know if it's just our way to divert you and to keep the meeting rooms a little smaller and not so full. I'm not sure. But down in the newcomer lounge, we have copies of some acronyms and some acronym busters. So we want you to understand that what seems like kind of a closed community because of, in our growth, developing all these acronyms, we really do want you to understand them and learn them. Do not be afraid to ask someone what that stands for. Don't go through a whole session not asking someone next to you, what did he just say? I'm also going to give you a link that you'll be able to look up whenever you're sitting in a session. You can click a link, put in the acronym, and it will tell you what it is. So if you're a little shy, you'll be able to do this too. But the week includes acronyms, a lot of new faces, people that are talking, hugging, chatting, shaking hands. They look so familiar with each other, and you're like, oh, gosh, here I am. You know, everybody knows everybody but me. Okay, that's part of the green ribbon so that people can outreach to you. But just take a deep breath. We're going to get through the week. So first of all, again, we'll reiterate the newcomer lounge. It is staffed by ICANN staff members who have experience and want to help, and by fellowship program alumni. So the fellowship program is a one-week kind of intense course with me where I get to introduce about 20 to 30 individuals who came through an online application process for each of the three meetings. They have to be from developing or least developed nations, and they have to have some involvement or a case for involvement in the Internet. And they are chosen by an independent selection committee made up of community members that rotate every 3 years. They have to rotate off the committee to get new blood. But these fellows, because they go through this kind of intimate and intense week and get to meet so many community members, get to network with so many people, get to hear so many presentations that aren't so much available in an intimate space where you can ask questions like you're in your living room, they have a very unique perspective on the ICANN week. And so we've engaged them to be staffing this newcomer lounge because they can share with you true and real experiences that will help you get through the week. They'll help you build an agenda so that you don't overdo, you don't get burned out by Tuesday, so that you just really focus on those things that are going to help you, help your region, help your workplace. So you want to make a plan. you go to the link in the Costa Rica web page, which you find on the ICANN homepage. Scroll down, and you'll see the icon. I'm sure you've all done it already. But once you go there, you can see the schedule. The schedule also is refreshed every day on the electronic boards that are within the conference center and over in the hotel. So just in case something does change, it should change on the website, but you'll also be able to see it daily on the electronic boards. There's one by the newcomer lounge, by the way. Again, I'll just talk closed and open meetings. The closed meetings are only because there's some work to be done. Most every meeting is open, and you're welcome. This next link is the link that will get you to the acronyms. So this presentation is on the schedule in the Costa Rica schedule webpage. So when you go to the remote schedule in the Costa Rica schedule, find the Welcome to ICANN, click on that session, go to the bottom, and you will find this presentation. So you don't need to write it down, the link or anything, but get it, save it. It will really make you feel that you're a little bit better understanding during the sessions. The other advice that I give to everyone is, I briefly mentioned it, don't overload yourself. You're not here to take it all in. What I told my fellows this morning when we first met is, my alumni know this, my suggestion for the most part is drink it in. All of these sessions will be recorded, like this one is. All of the sessions will be transcribed. The sessions will also be translated and transcribed. So within about a month, and sometimes it takes a little bit longer because we have so many sessions to translate. But about a month to 6 weeks, you'll slowly see within that time all of the sessions being posted on the schedule, translated and posted. Knowing that, and knowing you don't have to sit there and write down every living word that everybody's saying, relax. Take in the experience. Listen to what everyone's talking about. Engage. You're going to get the information later. It's going to be there. Really take the time to engage. If you go into a session thinking you know what it's about, sit down, it starts to feel very unfamiliar and something that you really feel like, wow, this isn't about me. I'm not operating registries. I'm not looking to understand about developing policy yet. I don't even understand what it is. Get up and leave. No one makes you stay in the room. Be courteous. Leave quietly, but get up and leave and go to the second choice. When you're developing an agenda, do a first and second choice. Because maybe the first choice isn't exactly what you thought it was, but you don't have to sit. Get up, leave, find the next session that works better for you. Be flexible to change, because the ICANN meeting week can have that happen sometime, so be a little flexible to it. What we are here in today is the first day of what we call the newcomer track. So this morning was remote participation tools and the community wiki, two different ways to engage when you're not here with us. In just a minute, we'll be introducing our ombudsman. We'll talk to you for about 15 minutes about his place in this community and what he is here to represent from both a staff and a community perspective. Then we'll have one of our senior directors of policy, Rob Hogarth, come in and talk about the hot topics or the policies that are going to be talked about this week in a way that all of us can understand. Because trust me, a lot goes like this over the head for those on the phone and those in the Adobe Connect. And it's okay. You can't take it all in at once in 1 week or one day. That's why we have transcripts. That's why we have the staff to reach out to and community members that you network with and meet. Take their card. Later, you can learn more. So you can only take in so much. Contractual compliance, because we think it's an important thing that everyone understands. And then an opportunity to hear about the new generic top-level domain and registries and how that's going to affect the existing registries and how we contract and work with them. Additionally, throughout the week, things that we suggest for newcomers. The welcome ceremony, of course, the president of Costa Rica will be there tomorrow, and we are just thrilled beyond that she will be. So the welcome ceremony sets the pace for the meeting. The president and the chairman both talk about how they feel the meeting week is going to be and the theme for the week, so it gives you an idea about how it's going to roll. Then there is another new GDLD update. It is different from the one that you'll hear today. The registrar accreditation, which is for those who are in the registrar registry world, that contract is an important thing. Again, if that's not your world, you don't need to feel like you need to be in it. Who is, which we'll get touched a little bit about this afternoon, so hear a little bit from contractual compliance to get an inkling of what that will bring you. But as a registrant, who is an important subject. The DNSSAC for beginners, internet governance, which again is just opening up beyond even ICANN's doors on internet governance, and the country code name supporting organization Tech Day. Again, that's very much for those who are, like we say, techies. Feel welcome to come, but it's one of those that, you know, perhaps as a newcomer, a taste of it, if that's your thing at home, a good place to be. Tuesday is a little crazy. It's what we call Constituency Day. So this is the day I tell everybody you get to get the flavor of ICANN and see where you think you might fit. All of the constituency groups have session rooms and are basically in those rooms all day. They're discussing their policies, they're discussing their working groups, they're discussing such things as geographic regions. There's a working group for that. So the CCNSO has concern. They want to talk about that. So there's so many different topics that happen. You can walk in and out of those meetings. You can go into the business constituency meeting and say, is this what, you know, would best represent me? You know, I'm a business, I have a business back in my town, in my region. I work for the International Chamber of Commerce. Maybe this is something for me. Walk in there and see. Maybe you're not non-commercial. Maybe you are, again, an end user, and you want to see what at-large is about. But it's a good day to put your foot in the water, to give a little taste of what each of the groups is about. I do warn you, in some of the sessions, they are talking about things that have been talked about for several years. And so that's a very familiar conversation to everyone but you, and that is hard. Intellectual property, sometimes that comes up. You know, your choice to stay and try to connect or maybe wait for the transcript. But I just warn you, sometimes that does happen, but it's not the whole day. So take a look at their agenda. You can find it on the Adobe Connect in the schedule. When you click onto that session, you can see their agenda and maybe know when to walk in and out. That will be a little bit more comfortable. Oh, and I forgot to mention, I've got the fellowship up there every day. You are more than welcome to come into our presentations. We start at 7:30 every morning in the Orchid Room near the registration for the Ramada for the hotel. We have each morning at 7:30 a different constituency leader who will come in and talk about that certain constituency group. And we also have speakers on such things as security, as the applicant support, which is support for those entities that cannot afford the application fee for the new top-level domain. We have our nominating committee for the board come in and discuss what that's about. We have our alumni talk about their experience. We have two alumni of the fellowship program who now have seats on the GAC for Trinidad and Tobago and for Macedonia. And so it's good to hear their experience and how they came from where you sit today and within 2 years are now sitting on the GAC and having their voice heard that way. So it's an interesting conversation, and you're more than welcome to come in and join us. Wednesday is the members' meeting day for CCNSO. We're going to talk about IDN, TLDs, more workshop on DNSSAC, more workshop on compliance, and consensus-building practices. We just hit some of the highlights. There's more that are there. Thursday, we have several board committee meetings on Thursday morning. It's kind of a staple. One is the Public Participation Committee. Both Feliz and I sit on that committee, and there's much discussion right now about the ICANN meetings. Where should the focus be? Should we continue to rotate around the globe with our three meetings? Should we stay in one city several times? What should be the focus and the structure of the ICANN meeting? Are we really getting everyone engaged, or are we just getting our own constituency groups engaged? So there's going to be a lot of good discussion about what the meetings are, and certainly would have an impact on each one of you. We're going to talk about IPv6 deployment in a session on Thursday. Defensive registration, this has to do with top-level domains. This has to do with trademark owners. This has to do with the fact that if you do not want to apply for a string, a top-level domain, but you feel that if you don't apply, someone might take something that should belong to you. And so there's a lot of discussion about, do I have to spend $185,000 to protect what I feel is mine, or is there some other way to do this business? So very interesting conversations. Again, the geographic regions, security and stability. The entire afternoon, practically, starting at 2 o'clock, is public forum. This is an amazing aspect of the ICANN community. And every time I have new fellows or newcomers that I've met, they get through the session and they come and find me and say, never have I seen an experience where you can come in as Joe Smith, first time, second time, third time. You can step up to a microphone and talk directly to a board member. You can ask that a staff member stands right up to the microphone and answers a direct question that you have about some work that's going on in ICANN. And it's a great experience, and I think one that everyone here as a newcomer should experience. And you yourself have the opportunity to go to the microphone. My advice here, our chairman decides and works actually with Felice on the topics for the public forum. So perhaps there's 4, 5, 6 topics. We open up the time for those topics. Maybe we're going to discuss that with the community for a half an hour, maybe for 45 minutes or an hour, depending on the temperature of the topic or the relative, impending urgency of the topic for the community and for discussion. Once that time is set and open for discussion, you'll also see up on the screens a timer. And it might be 2 minutes, it might be 3 minutes. It's at the discretion of the chairman. And you need to have your point within that time period, or you will be asked to step away from the microphone. Even if you're not asked to step away because there's some courtesy allowed, the community watches as the newcomers come in. And it's the first time your face is being seen and your voice is being heard. I'm not saying this to make you nervous. I'm saying this to make you confident. So my advice to everybody is to take this computer that is yours, or if you're more comfortable, writing it down. Throughout the week, as you're listening to the different things and you're formulating these ideas, taking some notes, take that and put it into a 2-minute or 3-minute comment. Put it on your computer, write it down. When you step up to the microphone, you already know what you're going to say, you know the speed of which you're going to say it, and you know it's going to fit into 2 or 3 minutes. It's respected by everyone on the in the board and in the community that you can do that and get your point heard. Also, when you start, you say your name and your affiliation. If you are not affiliated, you're just speaking on a personal, from a personal standpoint. If you are speaking and have the right to speak for the entity that you represent, then please say that that is who you're speaking on my personal behalf or on the behalf of this entity. Be very clear that when you're speaking, it's on public record. So if you're not speaking on behalf of that entity because you are approved to, speak on your personal behalf because it is on public record and on transcript. Just some advice for you. The next on Friday is the board committee reports, the supporting organization and advisory committee reports, and the board meeting. 3 times a year, the board is open to everyone. So you're going to hear the resolutions from the week and, you know, the final comments on how the week went. These resolutions will also be posted on the ICANN website and on the community wiki. So for any reason you can't be at the board meeting, you will be able to find those posted on Friday afternoon in both locations. Last but not least is the fun. So if I'm anything, I really enjoy my fun at the ICANN meetings. You work very hard. I worked till about 2:30 this morning with my companion here, working with our teammates to get some information for the GAC ready this morning. You still have to arrive here on time this morning at 7 a.m. as a staff member. Throughout the week, as hard as we work, there's a little steam to blow off. And as much as you're taking in this week, you should do the same. Okay, so we have music night on Tuesday. It's where the whole community comes together. We do karaoke. Some people bring their own instruments. But it's fun. It's time to network in a social way with the whole community. We talk about work all the time. So if it's at music night, if it's in the hallways, if it's having coffee, if it's in the bar, we community talk work all the time. So feel free to do so yourself. The gala is on Wednesday. The local host is who actually runs the gala, not ICANN. Tickets should be available on Wednesday at the local host exhibition right outside these doors. And again, I encourage you to network at all the events. My final message to you is to just get involved. Join a constituency, attend webinars. You can find the webinars that are happening on the ICANN website under participation, or under participate, I think the word is. Participate in internet forums, not just ICANN. Participate in internet governance forums. Regional work. When you leave here, don't feel the full burden. I tell my fellows all the time. Don't feel like, oh my gosh, Janice is expecting us now to go decide on what constituency to join. I've got to sign up right away. I've got to get to at large. I've got to get to a working group. I've got to get to the GNSO. I don't really even know who they are, but I got to get there because Janice said, go join a constituency. There are so many ways to participate. You can take baby steps. You can participate by engaging in the blog on the ICANN website, by engaging in public comment. You can find that on the ICANN website. If we're trying to decide on a policy or a direction to go, we put it out for public comment, and your voice can be heard. You can do it by going back to your region and telling them what happened here, forwarding them the website so that they can go in and read the transcripts and listen to the recordings and they can get a better understanding. You don't need to know everything about ICANN to be an ambassador when you go back home about your feelings coming out of here, what you went through, how it's impacting you, and why you want others to help engage and be another voice in the community. So there's so many ways to start. Do not feel like you have to take it all at once. You're here. You're here because you want to be. You're passionate. You want to be engaged. You want to be involved. Congratulations. That's the first step to becoming a full-fledged member of the ICANN community. Take your time. Do what works for you. Information can be found on the remote schedule that we talked about and on the ICANN.org website. So please feel free to jump in. And we are here the entire week to help you to know how to further engage and be with us. Thank you all for your time, and I hope you have a wonderful week.
Thank you, Janice.
Well, that was great. So this is our great afternoon. Now you see, after the morning sessions, which were all about tools and the mechanisms, now you are seeing the content. So I hope this is working well for you. The next speaker we have is going to